USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
With Democrats in lockstep against him, President Trump is strongly encouraging all Republicans in the Senate to vote to confirm his Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh. Republican Senator Rand Paul suggesting he's not sure if he'll do so. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said at yesterday's briefing,
"We're certainly hopeful that Senator Paul will do the right thing and vote for this very highly qualified nominee."
Paul says he will for sure be sitting down with Kavanaugh to get to know him, something no Democrats have agreed to do. Robert Wilkie is the new secretary of the VA, the Senate making it official, confirming him yesterday. He's a veteran himself with extensive government experience. President Trump will be visiting Kansas City today to speak at the Veterans of Foreign Wars annual convention. And this is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. Hey! So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey! Because Hotels.com lets me do me. Hey! And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
U.S. officials reportedly say that Russian hackers did breach networks of utility companies. A report in the Wall Street Journal says a group of Russian state-sponsored hackers got access to control rooms of several utilities and may have caused blackouts. The campaign used spear phishing emails to steal passwords from workers at utility suppliers. President Trump is saying, "I told you so," when it comes to American manufacturing.
Trump highlighted his Keep America First strategy Monday at the White House, lining up products made in America as examples of growth in the manufacturing sector.
The more we make things in America, the stronger America becomes. That's why we will always live by two crucial rules: buy American and hire American.
Trump recalled the slogans "Made in America" and "Made in the USA" were very common to see when he was a child. He says he wants to see that again. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allen Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wade Allen Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wade Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email waynerut@gmail.com.
Much of the U.S. suffering under very extreme weather, for instance, heavy rains and the continued threat of flooding soaking the east from the mid-Atlantic up to the northeast and into New England. Flood watches and warnings are out from the Carolinas up to New York State, and floodwaters have already turned streets into fast-moving streams north of Philadelphia. Forecasters say people on the east coast aren't going to get a break from the heavy rain until later this week. Meanwhile, the southwest, including Southern California and Arizona, are broiling. Under record-high temperatures, Phoenix could see 117 degrees today. Palm Springs hit 120 yesterday. First Lady Melania Trump will be on the road today in Nashville, Tennessee, visiting a children's hospital. The trip to the Monroe Correll Hospital at Vanderbilt University is part of her Be Best campaign, the First Lady to take part in a discussion about neonatal health issues and to meet with a number of the patients and their families. And NASA and the NFL Players Association combining to help football players create businesses after their careers. The two-year programs to feature workshops aimed at showing them how to use technologies originally created for the space program to build their own startups. NASA is required to give technology to the private sector for commercial use, and there have been a lot of success stories from GPS to memory foam. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.